The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good morning to you, or afternoon, I guess, or I don't know how long it's been, but anyway, happy Lent. So as we begin, first, this is the year which is cycle B readings. Mostly, through the year, we're going to be reading from St. Mark. We don't have enough readings, especially during Lent and Easter, so we get off of Mark quite a bit. But the first reading, always on this first Sunday of Lent, has to do with the covenant in this cycle year. So we'll be looking at the great covenants, Noah today, Abraham, Moses, and so forth. All of us focusing then on the great covenant at the altar and giving us an opportunity to reflect on how great that is in this Eucharistic year. We don't oftentimes pay enough attention, it seems to me, to the covenant of Noah. The rainbow, which we hope will return to the skies soon. It's a great Lenten symbol for us and reflection. The first of the great covenants. It was between God and Noah, but also between Noah and his family. You'll recall his family were the ones who were in the ark. And in that sense, all of humanity, because by the account of the story, we all descend from Noah. Specifically, though, it says this is a covenant between God and the earth, between God and creation. The covenant of Noah then demands that we respect God. It was all about the great flood, was people not respecting God and his commands, but also about respecting the rights of others and the natural order of creation. In other words, it teaches us that morality is to be in harmony with all of creation and to live our lives that way. God wishes us, according to the promises made in this great covenant, God wishes us to prosper and provides for us all that we need for success. No longer does God ever even look at the other side of the coin. It's only prosperity and holiness of life. It teaches us then to live this way. Peter makes a quick transition in our second reading today to take up this flood of Noah and connect it to the sacrament of baptism, the waters of baptism. In the community of Christians, that baptism was into the death of Christ, into the death, emerging from the water to his risen life. And we who have been baptized, which is most of us in this room, this is where we have been called and the journey we are on. In his crucifixion, the waters of chaos did their worst, but they receded, and there was the resurrection of Christ, a new beginning that could never be undone. Nothing could ever reverse what was happened. Nothing would ever be the same again. And so we can see in that God fulfilling his promise back at the time of Noah, that he will provide all that we need to prosper. The covenant of Noah and the new covenant in Christ demand moral life, respecting, of course, the laws of God, respecting our brothers and sisters, and the natural order of all creation. In a sense, our highest good is to live in harmony with all that God has made. They promise that death will give life. And of course, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And that is why then the New Testament writers saw Noah's Ark emerging from the flood as an important image of salvation. We have become heirs in this great blessing that God has offered and the promises he has made. We come to the Gospel of Mark in today's Gospel reading, which is, you might have noticed, very short, his account of the temptations in the desert. He doesn't go into detail of what those temptations were. And so it really encourages us not so much today to focus on the temptations and see how they might be a part of our life, but rather to focus on the desert experience itself. That is to say, after Jesus was baptized and before he began his public ministry, he got away for some time in the desert. Time to look at the big picture, if you will. Perhaps a time to look at himself with a little more clarity in the quiet and the starkness of the desert. But especially that time in the desert is a time to look at God. And Lent is a time for us to discover anew who God is. It described Jesus in the desert between the wild beasts and the angels, which is kind of where we live our life, isn't it? And it reminds us that God will protect us and be with us, and that we will see that as we look more deeply at who God is today, looking primarily or focusing more on the humanity of Christ. Next week, we will definitely be looking at the divinity of Christ as we ponder the transfiguration. The promise is death gives life. And Jesus is that way for us, to follow him into the desert. So Lent is a time of desert time for us. And how important it is that we get away for some quiet during this time. Actually, how important it is to get away for some quiet all the time in our lives. You know, we have a beautiful tradition here in this parish of Eucharistic adoration, and I'd recommend that, or even just stopping in the church for a visit once in a while, or even as the weather gets a little nicer, get out and go for a walk. Spend some time alone in a kind of a desert experience of your own. Time to encounter the big picture. Time to discover a little more in depth who you are, what makes you tick, and of course, who God is. And that kind of encouragement that we need by the promises God has made to us. When Jesus came out of the desert, Mark tells us, it was a declaration and a promise. The declaration was, now is the time of fulfillment. In other words, he wishes us, especially in this season, to have a sense of urgency about now is the time. We can put it off. You know, so often it gets to be the third and the fourth and the fifth week of Lent, and we say, I really should get started. No, now is the time, today. The promise is that God's rule in humanity is at hand. It is the same promise as the rainbow, the same promise of baptism. That God is faithful to the covenant, always has been, always will be. And God guarantees that all creation can work in harmony, following his laws. Jesus is the person for our hope. Jesus is that rule that comes into our life in a way that never was before. And so the covenant call of the rainbow, he calls forth in our freedom to choose to participate in the harmony of all creation, and the renewal in the harmony of redemption. He asks us for two attitudes. Repentance. That is, to be willing to question and to look and perhaps even change our thinking, our perceptions, our attitudes, and our behaviors. He also asks us for faith and trust in him. To trust in the good news. He asks us for the courtesy of believing it is true and is possible that all can live in peace, that all creation can live in harmony and peace and prosperity according to the design of God and at his urging and with his promises. In other words, today he asks us to remember the covenant. We rise to proclaim our faith in our loving God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sin, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Savior calls us to repent and believe in the good news. Let us pray that we will turn from sin and follow Christ more closely during this season of Lent.
That the church may show the world the way to God through growing as disciples of Jesus and calling all to turn away from sin and follow Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the leaders of nations may accept God's invitation to conversion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all people will turn away from sin and believe in Jesus and live by his teachings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the members of our parish family may renew our covenant with God through sacrifice, reconciliation, and prayer, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those suffering from illness may receive healing and have gentle caregivers to attend them. For Margaret Brown, Judy Hartman, Mary Lou Flowers, Wiryadi Chandrawarman, Mira Herman, and Henry Amrulawala, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ will bring our dead to eternal life. For John Ivashek, Francisco Contreras, David Ekrop, Bonnie Connors, Judy Hughes, and Richard Krug, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray especially for Thomas and Angie Valdez, in whose intentions this Mass is celebrated. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, we come before you confident that you hear us through the new and eternal covenant of your beloved Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Yeah. Shepherd beyond, shepherd beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death to life. I shall wander the valley of death. I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my home. Shepherd me, O
shepherd me,
beyond my wants, beyond from death into
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice
at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Give us the right dispositions, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 long days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance, and by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice, so that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end, we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis celi et terra, gloria tua, Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and the world's beginning, from the world's beginning, are ceaselessly at work, so that the human race may become holy, just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray, upon your people's offerings, and pour out upon them the power of your Spirit. That they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we were once lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love. For your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, knowing he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more, giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Mortatura.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead. And looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of the one bread and one chalice, they may be gathered into one body in Christ, who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with Francis, our Pope, Samuel, our Bishop, Jorge, his assistant, help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom, until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints, in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, and with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At our Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
God's peace to you. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
and guide us, merciful God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Renewed now with heavenly bread, by which faith is nourished, hope increased, and charity strengthened, we pray, O Lord, that we may learn to hunger for Christ, the true and living bread, and strive to live by every word which proceeds from your mouth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. We could be seated just for a minute. We have a second collection. The ushers could come forward. We recognize the need for the faithful to support missionary work among African American and Native American Catholics. Donating to today's collection, you contribute to the missionary work related to our unique heritage. Thank you for your generosity. A reminder that the parish office will be closed tomorrow on Monday in honor of the President's Day holiday. And finally, we invite you to join us for the Hallow Prayer App 40 Lenten Challenge. If you haven't yet, you can still sign up for our parish's package, which is for $1, which gives full access until Easter. There are cards in your pews with more information.
Please stand. The Lord be with you.
Bow down for the blessing.
May bountiful blessing, O Lord, we pray, come down upon your people, that hope may grow in tribulation, virtue be strengthened in temptation, and eternal redemption be assured. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God then bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shine like the sun.